If you're selling on Amazon, you know how time-consuming manual sourcing can be. When you're going through newsletters or you're going onto a store manually on a Tuesday because Boots are selling things for a tenner. We get it, right? Hours. Hours spent scrolling through those. This is exactly why I do use Arbisource. Arbisource has got over 550 retailers on its site and it scans those in minutes. You can find profitable products instantly using the Vault feature, or you can scan a store or a category and it will return results in minutes. Or you can wait for the price drop feature where Arbisource will show you exactly which stores have just dropped the prices on massive products that you can then sell on Amazon. Or you can do Amazon to Amazon flips as well before Keeper gets the data and before you need to have that PhD in reading the charts. It's genuinely saved me so much time. And I continue to use it. In the show notes, you can try it for free, no obligation, for 7 days. And if you want to keep on using it, there's a discount code there that will give you 30% off your first month. Give it a go and see how much time you can save. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show with me, your man, Des Hamilton. Yeah, I'm the guy in the chair today, but tomorrow I won't be in the chair. No, I won't. I'm going to be live in person at the very first Des Hamilton Roadshow event 2025, 21st of February, Brighton, half term week, starting at 2 o'clock, finishing roughly 7:30. And then we got the social, which kicks on well into the evening. I want to take this episode to break down everything that has led to this point. All right. Now, we have sold out. We sold out in 3 days. 3 days. What that's done for my confidence, you have no idea. But look, this podcast is about sharing my journey, isn't it? Right? So let's talk about how I came to be this Des Hamilton Roadshow event. Because at Christmas time, it probably wasn't even on the radar. You know, I always toyed with the idea of putting myself out there as a public speaker. And it was on this show, it was when I interviewed Rob Moore, which was around quarter three of last year, when we started talking about how public speaking can effectively make you bulletproof. Think about it. We talked about certain people, but if you think about who is on the TV when you switch on the news, I'm sure they're lovely people, but I'm going to call a few people out here. Richard Madeley, what? The guy's been an embarrassment for the last 20 years. Literally Alan Partridge-esque parodies made about the guy. He's still on TV daily. Look at the panel they have on there. Look at the politicians that come on to offer their expert opinion. Liz Truss is still going around all over the world with her expertise in being the worst ever prime minister we've ever had. That's not an opinion, by the way. The shortest prime minister we've ever had. Outlived by a lettuce, hands down responsible for me getting started on this, the cost of living crisis, the choices she made for whatever reason. Kwasi Kwarteng, the chancellor that was actually in charge, he's on your TVs talking about what the current government are doing right or wrong. What? I don't care how valid his point is. His career should not enable him to be an expert in this, but it's because he's a public speaker. Because all of these politicians are amazing at it. Whatever you think of Tony Blair, the guy is making fortunes doing the rounds. Boris Johnson is making fortunes. These are just the politicians. You become a public speaker, there are things that you can do that transcend the business you've had, the career you've had. And on talking to Rob Moore, he understood that. So much so that in his very first year as a business owner, he took public speaking classes, despite the fact that he was brought up in a pub. So he already had the gift of the gab, whether he knew it or not, and we explored that. Go back and have a listen. It's a good episode. But when he started talking about this, and when he started talking about the rates that he charges for public speaking, I thought to myself, you know what? This is a really good point, and it's the thing that I've always had about me in my life. This podcast was born out of a need to network, out of a need to put myself out there in a way that other people in my area aren't doing. Amazon sellers, we're everywhere, aren't we? TikTokers, we're everywhere. Podcasters, yeah, not so many. Now, Amazon sellers that are TikTokers and also podcasters, you can count on two hands, I'm pretty sure. The good ones, anyway, the ones that you've heard of. The beginners? Hardly any. So while I was beginning, while I was building this online community of moneymaker newbies, what better way to spread my word than actually get in your ears? It wasn't meant for a visual podcast. The numbers on the audio far outweigh what happens on a visual. But I knew it was something I was good at, and I knew it was something that could project my voice forward. Now, what I realized as I came to terms with the worth that I've got, again, this is all cumulative. This is all coming off the back of the learnings that I have already had as part of this experience and the things that I've shared with you guys. Being in Dubai, being on that balcony, drinking in everything that had happened and everything that had gone on before, saying to myself, no, I'm worthy. I'm worthy of this. Well, it's time I put that to the test. Because it's all well and good having these feelings of, you know what, maybe I'm actually better at this than I'm giving myself credit for. Maybe the money that I've brought in is actually indicative of how good I am rather than just a bit of luck because I'm throwing shit against the wall and seeing what sticks. So I thought to myself, you know what, how can I put myself out as a public speaker? I am going to offer some sort of online consultancy. That's what I wanted to do. If I could do some sort of 6 month long one-to-one consultancy package. But as I started tightening it up, it started becoming more and more expensive to charge the person when effectively my audience is and always will be beginners that need help. There's something that doesn't quite sit right with me that I would offer a service that's worth thousands of pounds to a single person that is looking to make money online. A consultancy would need to be much, much more than that. So while I was confident, yes, I could sell it, I am. I'm pretty confident that if there was a £3,000 mentoring package that lasted 6 months and I could give you actionable steps, I'm confident that I could sell it and I'm confident that I could, you know, make some money off the back of it. But that's not my driving purpose. My driving purpose has always been to help the people that need it to make a few hundred quid per month, not thousands and thousands and thousands, because that's never been the thing that I do. So what I wanted to do was do it in a way where I didn't have to charge the moon and the stars for it. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I've been trying to get some really, really, really big names on this podcast, and I have had some big names on this podcast. But the really, really big ones, when you start getting towards the real top of the tree, there's only a handful of people, isn't there? And I'm conscious that I've said his name a few times on the podcast these last few weeks, but there's no getting around it. When you start thinking about English, British, people of influence that can reach thousands and thousands of people, I'm thinking Simon Squibb, I'm thinking Rob Moore. There are a couple of others, and if you are in this list and I've not said you, I am sorry. But the fact is, if I've not said you, you're not on my radar from the stuff that I look at. But what this also means is that there's a gap. There's a gap up there. And I've made these strides in this space with the audience that I've got. Why not go on? Right? Why not kick on? Why not be in that conversation? And I know I can. And as I came to this belief of self-worth, why the bloody hell can't I? So I started doing outreach. I want to be public speakers in all sorts of events. I tried reaching out to TEDx. Because Simon Squibb recently spoke at the Brighton TEDx. If you don't know what TED is, TED Talks, sort of 10 to 15 minute speeches in front of crowds. And I didn't get anything back. And I thought, okay, so if these big hitters aren't coming on my show, and if the outreach that I'm putting out isn't getting much result, make something happen for yourself. That's what I did. So I thought, you know what, let's put the feelers out there. I put a poll up on Instagram. I put a poll up in my Facebook group. After all, 19,000 people on Instagram, 10,000 people on Facebook. I put a poll up. Who would come to see a Des Hamilton live event? And again, the feedback was overwhelming. So I'm reaching out to these people that don't necessarily know who I am because my outreach is for beginners. But it's the beginners that need the help and haven't got a voice. You see what's happening here? It's only the really, really, really wealthy that have got the outreach to get these kind of gigs. But who is it they're talking to? because they're not talking to people like me and you. They can't relate to the things that you and I have gone through since 2022. I can, because I've been lucky enough that since 2022, I've been sharing my story, sharing my journey, and I've been a success, and I've brought you all along with me from the start. So these places, they don't know who I am yet, but they're going to, because I'm going to make these happen for myself, and I'm going to call them the Des Hamilton events, and I'm going to sell them out all over the bloody country. And then I'm going to go to these places and say, look what you've been sleeping on for the last couple of years. Look at this movement that's happening off the radar. The voice of people that don't have a voice. I'm not the voice of the voices. That sounds like a knobby thing to say. But you understand what I'm saying here. People are looking to someone, whether that's me or someone that can do the things I do, for inspiration, because the people that are too far up are no longer relatable. They earn too much money. It's a concept we cannot grasp. I can't think about millions of pounds. I can't. I can't think of what that might be. I can't think of what it might be to put a 5-figure deposit down on a car. What? Barely put that down on the house. But you need people that are only a few steps ahead of you, that can share their journey, that can share the things that they've done, to say, look, you can do it too. And there isn't anyone, is there? So why not me? So I put it together. And I went and saw a mate who I can know that I can hire a venue from. And we had a deal and he said, yeah, do that. So we had this pub in the middle of Brighton, and then I sold tickets and that capacity got doubled, blown out of the water. And it's such a shame, because I ended up letting a mate down who did me a favor by giving me a venue for 70 people, doubled it. And I don't want to give away what I'm going to say at the event on Friday too much here, but let's face it, it's not just a ticket people are spending out on, is it? It's a trip to Brighton in half term, childcare, hotels, travel, train, parking, petrol, beer money. This is Brighton, beer money, talking 6.57 quid a pint. It's a big old deal, this. You're not just spending 25 quid a ticket. And yeah, I know I've got a bunch of guests coming, but you're buying a ticket to the Des Hamilton Roadshow. Right? There is a demand here for people like us. There is a way that we can get on the radar and say, no, do not ignore us just because we are aspiring to have dreams that aren't as big as the people up there on the number one best-selling book list. Pack it in. We're a bleeding movement that's coming up here. And I am so proud that I can be the one to say, come on. Let's see if we can make a dent in this bleeding game, because that's what we're going to do. And that's how it started. Everything I got positive feedback. And then I reached out to a sponsor. Do you want to sponsor this event? Yes. Bosch. Done. A second one. Bosch. Done. A third one. Bosch. Done. Wow. So now not only have I got an event that is double the size of the thing that I initially wanted to do, I've got three sponsors on board that are pushing me on their content, that are saying, this one's already sold out, but we got a registration list open for the next one. I've got so many brilliant people in my network that I know I can lean on that are offering to help. And I talk about Lydia a lot. She said to me, Des, where are you going to do the next one? I went, well, probably Manchester, but I really like Leeds. And she went, well, do both. And it was a foregone conclusion. All right, I'll do both. And then Al Carlton has been fantastic support. He's been in touch regularly. How are you getting on with this? Do you need help with this? Because he's hosted many events in the past. I went to the Nottingham one for him last year. Told me the sorts of things that usually happen at these events. And through that, I've put together a show that I can be really, really proud of. And it's top to bottom a Des Hamilton event. My branding is all over it. It's in a pub, for God's sake. It's not going to be a hotel conference room, because that's not me. That's not us. I want you to be comfortable. I want you to come and meet me. I want, by the way, learn something as a consequence. I don't want you to come away thinking I've been to a masterclass. I want you to come away thinking I had a brilliant time networking and socializing and being present with people in a like-minded field as me. But you're not. You're going to have a great night in a brilliant venue, right in the heart of Brighton. And it's going to be shaped around the things that made me go from £200 to £100,000 and beyond. So we're going to have masterclasses in Amazon FBA. with people like Steve Brady and me, who help people as beginners. Scaling up with people like Natalie Cromie and Hayden Davidson, that can talk about unique bundles, wholesale, private label, PPC. We've got TikTok affiliates in there, where we've got agency leads in there like Luke Colwell and me. We've got affiliates like Stacey Small, Gus McKive, Chris Stewart, Jenna Marie, Ron Reed, people that are making thousands of pounds that can talk you through their struggles as a beginner and how they scaled up as TikTok affiliates. We've got Lydia, who I've also mentioned, who can talk about self-limiting beliefs, resilience, determination in a way that nobody does, because everybody just comes out with bleeding buzzwords when it comes to mindset. Let's talk about the actual day-to-day in the freaking trenches. That's what we do. Then we've got Amy Baldwin, the hustle mama, who is a manifestation wizard in practical terms, lived in a caravan and manifested a house for 18 months later. Wallop. Books a holiday. We can't afford it. I don't care. The money's coming. Wallop. She's amazing. We're going to talk about content creation with those two and Luke Colwell. Then we're going to talk about business with Al at Selleramp and Callum Boyd at Arborsource, who started as Amazon sellers, got their foot in the door, and then decided, no, I'm going to play to my own strengths as IT developers that have now built two bits of software in their own right that are linked to each other, but they are separate entities and they are both bangers in the world of Amazon FBA. Then we're going to do the Des Hamilton bit. We're going to run a live podcast. Of course we are. And we got a few surprises in between that I know will land beautifully. This is the Des Hamilton Roadshow. And it came together fairly naturally. Of course I used ChatGPT to help me structure it. I then had inspiration for speeches that I knew were relevant. So I plugged those into ChatGPT and said, kick me out the cue cards, please. Because I want to do speeches, but I don't want to read a thing. I would like to look at prompts and then, improvise as I go, because that's kind of how I do it. How do you think this episode's come about? And we've also got a few, like I say, surprises as we go. There are various logistics in play. Goodie bags. Speaking to our sponsors, they've been kind enough to give us gifts, discounts. We are going to be showing a raffle. We have got videographers down. So there's going to be all sorts of social content. If you are unable to be there, we're going to be talking about going live on TikTok for Elements. We're going to be packaging up the various masterclasses and offering those out to people. The live podcast, of course, will be going out in its raw form. I've also got a podcast on the Thursday booked with all of the TikTok affiliates, because I work with these guys every day. We still haven't seen each other face to face. So I've managed to book a room at Tik Marketing that we're going to go in and we're going to record a big group podcast on the Thursday, which is going to be great fun. We've got a lot of people coming down on the Thursday night, so we know I've basically directed them to a pub that I recommend in Brighton, the Shouter Hall. If you're in Brighton on a Thursday night, get yourself to the Shouter Hall and there might be some like-minded people in there for you. So all of these elements have started coming into play. Bulk ordering gifts. Me and my wife, we've been working quite tirelessly, making sure that the right people on the list are the right people to show up, working with the venue to make sure that we can make the most of the space, filming various elements that may or not be skits before the event starts. There's been a lot. And I did it in half term, which was a mistake because we've had all four kids. Today is Wednesday. The podcast goes out tomorrow. The event is the day after that. I don't do things by half. I've also started this 5 a.m. club thing, but I'm bunged up to the max as well. For those that can't see, look, there's the packet of Sudafed that I'm faking three times a day at the moment. So at least I could stand and walk around on Friday without falling over. We had a day out at Legoland on Monday because it was half term. We are just playing catch up as best we can. In fairness, I think this approach has helped because it stopped me being nervous. I'm still not nervous. Look, we're 20 minutes into this podcast. This is a one-take deal. And I'm more excited about Friday than nervous. And with the schedule that I've got from now until go live, I'm pretty busy. So I'm not sure I'm going to have the time to feel nervous. But I love it. So I've got all these panels. I need to structure Q&As. I need to be able to think about the freedom for people to ask questions there. I want to make it interactive enough because we're still talking 5 hours here. So wherever you sat at 2 o'clock in my head, you're not sitting there at six. You would have either moved around, walked around, networked, engaged a little bit. There's various elements where we're going to kind of force everybody to actually talk to each other. Yes, there's going to be name badges, so you can all do that awkward thing where you don't pretend to look down at their name badge, but we know you're looking down at their name badge. Oh, hello, John, how are you? You know, oh, I love it. But I think we're ready. I think we're ready. It does feel like planning a wedding. And the irony is, I know it's going to go well. It's not even a case of if. It isn't. I know that the feedback's going to be banging. And I know that the next one's going to be banging as well. And I know it will be up north somewhere. And we'll carry on this movement. Funny, since I've booked this, and since we sold out, I have already spoken to somebody and arranged a couple more bookings to help the homeless, which is really, really relevant to what I do and the sorts of things that I know I can do to help people. The homeless and the jobless in particular. Now, if you're a job seeker, what better way to make some extra money, right? TikTok shop, Amazon FBA. These are viable ways. And if I can show someone how I can turn £200 into £100,000 with no experience on the internet, no side hustle experience, no network, no nothing, what better driver would they have as a job seeker? See what I mean? What a brilliant thing to be able to do. So this public speaking thing is a goal of mine in 2025. We're doing a lot of things, and there's things I can't quite announce yet. But February is already shaping up to be the biggest month of my career, this challenge, this business, because Luke and I are launching a business that we're going to talk about more next week, because we're officially going to announce it at the event. I am doing things with this podcast. You'll notice there wasn't a Tuesday episode. There won't be a Tuesday episode going forward anymore. There will be something that comes in its place that will blow anything that I had in mind out the water. We've got some beautiful guests coming on the Thursday show. I wanted this week's to be Ryan, the FBA investor. What a lovely, lovely guy. But in all reality, the day before the live event, we need to be talking about the live event, don't we? So for those coming on Friday, I'll see you there. My wife will be there on the door. Make sure if you are coming, your name is the one that we've got written down on the paper, because otherwise things might get a bit complicated. For those that can't come, I know you tried, but we can register for the next one. We can. And we are not stopping this. This is just a start. I'm going to be out there more and more and more and more. And whether it's a Des Hamilton roadshow or whether it's just a speech from me at some other event, I'm going to be around, because there's room for me in this game. There's room for a person with my status in this game. And there's room for a voice of people that aren't yet striving to make thousands and thousands and thousands. There's room for a voice for people that just want to dream for a few hundred quid. There's room for a voice for people that bloody need to get going, that have never looked at this before, and they need inspiration from someone who's done it recently. That's who I am. That's what I offer. And that's what I strive to be. If I go on with the way things should be going this year and make more money than we ever dreamed, I'm still here being that person. Because of my friends, my community, my family, I am grounded with these people. You people are my people, whether I'm a millionaire or not. My Kia Sorento car. If we make the money that we're expecting to make, I'm just going to get a nicer Kia Sorento car. All right? That's not just so I stay relatable. I truly don't give a damn about nice cars. Truly. I think that's a good way to end it, don't you? Yeah. Go on, let's do that. Listen, thank you to our sponsors. Seller Amp SaaS continues to support this show. Truly grateful to them. Al, I'm going to see you on Friday. I owe you a drink. I know, definitely, definitely really grateful for the support you've given me. And it just so happens, it's the best bleeding sourcing analysis software for Amazon selling on the market. You know that I know that. Arborsource as well, the best online sourcing analysis on the market. There'll be an advert on this show. Callum, I'm looking forward to seeing you as well. Everybody, I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you. And look, let's make this a game changer, shall we? Come on. This is the start of something big. And I'll be seeing you there. Take care, everybody. For those that can't be there, I'll see you next week on here. Same place. Geezer in the chair. You know it. Take care. Ta-da.